Morning Magazine. This is Michael Klisch, and this is National Sports Medicine Month. Did I get that right?
National Athletic Training Month.
Athletic Training Month. Okay. Well, I like that better, actually. And with us here in the studio, we have physical therapist Julia Neppel. Good morning, Julia.
Hello. And, yes, I am a physical therapist, and I'm also an athletic trainer.
Good.
That's why I'm here, as an athletic trainer.
That will fit. We were having some fun earlier when we were talking about you being on, about how things have changed in that area since we were young and told to walk it off, or my favorite, put some ice on it and you'll be fine.
Yes, there have been quite a bit of changes since then.
Yeah,
I still like people to use ice, but we do more than just walk it off.
It's not the panacea, however.
No,
it
is not.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Well, sports medicine, let's start with what you do at Fort Healthcare.
For Fort Healthcare, I am an athletic trainer, and I have a contract out at Lakeside Lutheran High School. Through the hospital, we have...
Do you have anything to do with their success in basketball?
I wish I could say yes. Oh, okay. I can say I can help them return back to their sport, but yes, they are a fun team to watch, so it's very cool. And so I go out to that high school 3 days a week to help with injury management, taping, those kinds of things, as well as some rehabilitation of injuries and getting kids back to sport, as well as trying to do some preventive stuff, getting them back, get them into shape to go into their sports.
Taping would be like an ankle.
Wrist, different things like that. That needs the support.
There's more to it than just covering the area with tape.
Yes, yes.
There's an art to it almost.
There is. There's actually different specific procedures for each joint, so it's good to know the different...
Do it wrong? I would guess you could do more harm than good.
You can. You can. If you're supporting the wrong way, you can actually increase the risk for injury around the ankle if you're taping it the wrong way.
Do it the right way, they'll feel better.
They will feel better.
And they'll heal quicker.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. How many people are there like you out there? Does every school have...
Every school in our area does have an athletic trainer. Fort Healthcare actually has 4 athletic trainers that go out to high schools to help cover the schools. We have Sarah Detweiler at the Fort Atkinson High School. We have Nancy Haugen at the Lake Mills High School. Brian Meitner covers both Cambridge High School and Jefferson High School. And we also have Tara Zacco, who helps cover extra stuff. She actually doesn't have a school assigned to her, but she helps with extra coverage. So there's 5 of us total.
And you go how often?
It depends on the school. Some schools get...
You might get a call.
Yes. Yes, some schools get 2 days a week. Some get 3 days a week. Some get 5 days a week. And we're all pretty much accessible every day for our athletes because you never know when you're going to get hurt.
Well, yes, that's the thing. These aren't predictable, and it's the kind of thing that needs attention immediately.
Yes.
All right. What do you do otherwise?
Otherwise, I'm also a physical therapist, and I work as a contract to the Fort Atkinson Schools, as well as working through our outpatient clinics.
Okay. So you're liable to end up most anywhere.
I could be just about anywhere in this town, yes. So it's kind of a fun job.
Okay. And again, this is sports...
National Athletic Training Month.
National Athletic Training Month. The reason for doing this, they want to make the public more aware of people like you that are out there. And
absolutely. Just letting people know that we're around and that we're there to help support the athletes in the area of schools.
Mm-hmm.
And just let people know that if they need help with something, we're here for them.
Okay. Is it a state requirement or something that they have a trainer on call, at least?
There are different requirements depending on the sport. Mm-hmm. Football and wrestling both require a trained medical professional at the event, whether it be an athletic trainer that qualifies or a physician or an EMT.
Chance of injury being greater in those sports than in others.
The collision types of sports.
Yeah.
And then, yep.
Where there's actual intended physical contact.
Yes.
Hockey, it's not intended, but it seems to happen all the
time.
It does.
Yeah. And none of our schools have hockey, so that's...
Well, it's a break for you.
That'll keep you pretty busy.
Yeah.
It does.
But what kind of training do you get to become a trainer yourself?
When in college, it's a college degree now. It used to be just a certification program where you needed a college degree and then you passed a test and you had to do so many hours. Now it's an actual college degree.
Now you need a degree in
athletic training. Yeah. Most of the programs are going to master's programs. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of the allied health professionals like physical therapy and occupational therapy are all going to master's and doctorate programs. And you need so many hours of training and then passing a board. both the state and the national boards are what you have to pass now to become an athletic trainer.
Okay. How long does it take then? Typically
about 4 to 5 years.
Okay.
And it's a lot of fun, but it's a lot of hard work because you spend a lot of hours standing and watching sports. That's the best part of it.
Well, I was going to get to that. What made you go into this field? An athlete yourself?
Kind of. Actually, it was more I wanted to play football, and my brother didn't want me to, so I learned how to tape ankles instead, and it kind of one thing led to another.
In case of you being better than they were, and they didn't want to be embarrassed?
No, he didn't want to have to hit his sister, I think.
Oh, yeah, then mom will step in. I understand that, yeah. Okay, that can be a problem. All right.
So,
go ahead.
For Athletic Training Month, we do have a taping clinic coming up.
What? Tell me about that.
That's on April 10th. It's for all coaches in the area that would want to learn more about taping of different joints. It's for basic taping, the ankle, the wrist, the thumb, different things like that.
What do you use these days for taping? The old ACE bandage still? Or?
Nope. We use the Zonas tape, which is an ink bait, or not ink, iodine-based backing.
Oh, so there's a
backing. It's a thicker tape that helps support the ankle a little bit more. The
wrist. Does it stick?
It does. It sticks very well. We usually use a pre-wrap or an adherent to help keep the tape from causing damage to the skin underneath.
So it doesn't rip the skin off when you pull it off.
When you pull it off.
Yeah, I've had those too. Yeah, the old ACE bandages, you just kept wrapping until
until it felt supported. And now we still use those for the after an injury, but we don't use them for wrapping and taping anymore.
So it's better equipment as far as taping goes. And again, as we mentioned earlier, it's more than just covering the injured area.
It is. It's supporting the area in the way that it's intended to be supported to help prevent the injury or prevent re-injury of that area.
Who can put those on? Is it strictly a trainer like yourself?
We do typically have the athletic trainers use the do the taping stuff like that, but we're coming across more and more youth athletes that are coming across and they don't have athletic trainers at their events.
Mm-hmm.
Sports that are going away because we don't travel with our teams. Coaches are doing more of the taping, and I think it's a good skill for all coaches to at least have a basic idea for them to have in case there's not an athletic trainer there. Basketball is an area that about half of the schools in the area have basketball coverage and half don't. So a coach may be dependent on to tape.
Basketball, is it knees and elbows that you're dealing with mostly?
Mostly ankles.
Ankles?
Mostly ankles, a couple wrists here and there, but so it's a variety.
Okay. Is taping something that, you can take a Red Cross class in or something?
There are different classes around. I know that the MATC does some classes and some of the different universities offer a day class. We're offering a 2-hour class on that April 10th just to get your feet wet, just so you get a basic idea.
Sure.
Or if you haven't been taping in a long time and want to make sure you're still competent or confident in what you can do and just getting coaches and different people out there to learn how to do it.
Okay. And you are, again, this taping clinic, what are we calling it?
We're calling it a taping clinic on April 10th. It's kind of as a part of our celebration for National Athletic Training Month.
It's in the next month
because spring breaks are starting to happen.
Oh,
and we get
right.
all kinds of coaches that can't attend because they've got stuff going on for spring break. So we've pushed it back to April just to see if we can get a couple more coaches to be able to come.
Okay. Yeah, I would think every coach should probably go because you're not there 24 hours
exactly.
a day. There's going to be times when they'll have to make a phone call, and perhaps in the meantime they could fill in.
Yep. It's always good.
Yeah, I would think so. Who's doing the clinic?
The sports medicine staff is doing that, so it'll be
all
myself. Yep, we're all going to be there. Helping with the teaching of the class as well as doing a hands-on type of activities with people so people have the opportunity to tape each other and us so they have an idea of what it feels like and how it feels.
Hands-on.
So it'll be
using
good.
The new stuff?
Using that, yes. The zinc oxide. I couldn't come up with that word earlier. Zinc oxide-based
tape. I can't imagine why.
I can't either. But so it's excitement that's coming on. We've got lots of stuff going on over at the Therapy and Sports Center, so it's very fun.
Well, tell me about that.
We're also in the process of a new building over.
That's exciting.
That is a new exciting thing, and with that we'll have the opportunity to do more sport evaluation types of things. We're going to be having some throwing and hitting nets as well as a basketball hoop right on site, so we'll be able to do more sports-specific activities right within our clinic as opposed to having to go outside or find another facility to do these things on.
Why would you want to do that?
Why would we want to do that?
Yeah. So demonstrate how you can get hurt?
No, it's more as kids are rehabbing back. Or
oh, I see. Okay.
And also as for evaluation, Brian Meitner does a golf analysis right now. But once we get the nets up, we'll be able to do baseball and softball throwing and pitching types of activities so that you can do a full speed pitching.
Well,
and
yeah.
It's through video analysis and stuff, so it'd be very good.
I should have figured that one out myself.
It's a good thing.
Yeah, let's see you do a layup, see how it feels, and
exactly.
Or throw the ball and.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. All right. That's advanced.
It is. It's really this new building is going to be an awesome advantage for us. We're really going to be able to serve the community a lot better.
Where's it going to be?
It is going to be at 1504 Madison Avenue, the old Piggly Wiggly building.
Oh, okay, the shopping center
that
there.
Shopping center over there over by...
Good, I'm glad they're finally doing something.
Yeah, so that's going to be a great new thing.
That's a big building.
It is a big building.
You're taking up the whole space?
We're taking up all the space that is not Goodwill.
Okay.
And we're going to be sharing that space with orthopedics. It's more than doubling the space that we currently have.
So you're not going to just put a hoop in the parking lot.
No. The hoop will be inside.
And indoors. Yeah.
It'll be indoors, so it's actually can be a great benefit to the people of Fort Atkinson and
you
surrounding.
Could be, yeah, I was going to say not just Fort Atkinson, but you could be drawing people in from a long ways away. Where's the nearest facility like that that has that kind of capability?
Madison.
Yeah, I would think so.
It's going to be Madison. So
yeah.
Milwaukee. Yes,
yeah.
So it's going to be exciting for us. Yep. We're moving in on May 24th.
Mm-hmm.
The transition from May 21st to 24th.
Oh, pretty soon.
Yes, it's coming up, so we're pretty excited. Yes, we've been working with Design Alliance and really getting all of our fun activities in and getting all the things that we need and a lot of the things that we want within the building.
Going to have a big celebration or something?
We are. We're going to be having a grand opening sometime in June. That hasn't been established yet. We want to make sure we're in and everything's up and running before we get to that grand opening.
It's embarrassing when you have a grand opening and the hoop falls down.
Yes,
and stuff
we want to
like
make
that.
Sure everything's working before
right,
we get there.
Right, right. The better part of valor, trust me, because I've done it the other way. That's great. So this is, and how many of you total in that staff? Are you going to add people? Or?
Right now there's about 25 staff that are on staff with the Fort Therapy and Sports Center. That's with athletic trainers, physical therapists, occupational therapists, speech therapists.
That's
so
a big group.
It is a big group, and it's an expanding group after adding another orthopod that we added this last year.
Mm-hmm.
Our business is getting busier and busier, so we just keep adding on, and we need the extra space.
Yeah, I would think so. Some of these people there all the time, some just dropping by a couple days a week, something like that.
It varies.
Yeah.
It varies. We have staff that are there full-time, and we have staff that are in and out, like me, who's in and out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Quite a bit.
Well,
and then there's others that are just part-time. Yeah.
On football fields and basketball courts elsewhere. Yeah.
So all over the place.
Yeah. Well, that's fabulous.
Yes, though. All kinds of exciting news going on through the area.
Yeah, and that's plenty of parking. I mean, that's a
plenty
beautiful
of parking
spot. Big
and
building.
Big building.
High ceilings.
Yep, all that good stuff that we were working on.
Yeah.
Wide hallways so we can have people working side by side, walking and doing things.
Mm-hmm.
More privacy in the treatment areas. In the treatment rooms, just more sound barriers, that kind of thing. So it's going to be an awesome building.
Would rehab then be a daily hour or two for patients?
Depends on what's going on with that patient and that kind of thing. We have patients that come daily. We have patients that come once a week. We have patients that come once every couple weeks. It depends on where they are in their
the
rehab
injury is
process.
And where, where they are in taking care of it.
Yep, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So.
Well, this, I can't imagine how you're doing it now.
it is quite a struggle at times when we're all there. We're
jumping
over each other, so we're really excited to get into this new space.
Yeah, I don't remember seeing a hoop last time I was at the hospital, even in the parking lot.
Nope. So it's going to be a nice big space.
That's good. That's great. You can do everything right there.
We can do everything right there.
All right. Excellent. Looks like we need to take a break. Can you hang on?
Yes.
You're listening to Morning Magazine. We're going to pause for a quick update on the
web. And welcome back to Morning Magazine. This is Michael Klisch, and we're talking to a physical therapist and,
athletic trainer.
Athletic trainer. Thank you, Julia Neffel. This is
National Athletic Training Month.
Training Month. And, you've got a clinic coming up next month.
Yep.
for taping.
Yep, but April 10th on
big event,
hospital.
Though, is coming up in June when you move to your new facility.
We move in May, and then they have the grand opening in June for our new building. Yep.
That's fantastic. You wanted to talk about...
We also, another exciting thing that we'll be adding this summer as well, we have a grant out right now for impact testing, which is concussion testing. And it starts with preseason testing for athletes. It's a computerized based program that takes a baseline test.
Mm-hmm.
Then if a student gets hurt during the year, it gives you a standard that you need to get back to. They retake the test in a different form, and if they get back to the same scores, then they're cleared to go back to practice. So it kind of takes that subjective part out of it. Headache? Yes,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
They don't always tell you the truth. So it's a real nice...
So you take, like a football player who have head injuries, even
yes.
though they're wearing helmets, they get head injuries all the time. And you would like a CAT scan or something? Or?
It's actually just a computerized test. It's kind of a little like a video game kind of a thing. They've set it to help people be engaged with it for about 20 minutes. And it does some memory testing. It does speed reaction, those kinds of things. And then it gives you a baseline for if you get injured later. The grant we're writing is so we could have all of our athletes in football and soccer and wrestling be tested. So we would have numbers for all of those kids should they get a concussion, which is the sports that we have the most concussions in.
Okay. That's a great idea.
We're excited. It's a Wisconsin Sports Concussion Collaborative will be the first in Jefferson County to be a part of that collaborative and the first in Jefferson County to offer the service. So
that's terrific. I can't imagine what they did otherwise. Just... guess.
It was truly a subjective. You wait until the person says their headache is gone or that they're feeling better, and then you wait 2 days has been the standard, or you wait 10 days, or after 7 days after the injury, you can go back. And this is going to help uniform the treatment of concussion for our local athletes.
Well, that's terrific. Talking about the past, boxing, the ultimate... where they don't wear headgear, the professionals at any rate. And my hometown was a lot of boxing, professional boxers trained there. And you'd meet a lot of them on the street. I say old men, they might have been 35, but they looked old but just severely injured. Injuries, head injuries that made it impossible for them to do hardly anything. This is
taking a good step in the right direction for helping manage those concussion types of things. And it really is a national initiative to help control concussion and the effects of concussion on athletes. So through their years of aging, they say that people who've had multiple concussions can have problems later on because of the aging process with the concussions on top of it can lead to lots of problems of depression and anger and aggression that they're now attributing back to concussions when they were younger.
Yeah.
So it's a good way to manage some of that, and hopefully some of this will take some of that away.
I've read about that.
Yes, there's a lot on that.
In fact, there's investigations going in Washington. I think there might be laws requiring this before too long.
Yes, and there's actually laws in several states already about high school athletes having the impact testing prior to sport. So we're hoping this is a step in the right direction for us.
I think it ought to be mandatory myself. I'm delighted to see that you're leading the way here, right, in our neighborhood. Absolutely.
It's going to be a great program that we'll be able to offer to our athletes and to our schools and to communities. It will be offered for other community members as well, through our clinic as well, if they're high school or they have a youth programs that they want to have tested as well. It will be available for everyone.
Okay. Well, that's terrific.
Yes. We're excited about it.
Yeah.
Lots of excitement going on in sports medicine right now.
There certainly is, particularly right here.
Yeah.
This is wonderful.
Yes.
Are you adding staff?
We are not adding staff at this point. We're just waiting to see how much coverage, that kind of stuff we're going to need, and if there's going to be extra people needed to help cover some of this testing and stuff
Well, I would think you're going to become a much more efficient organization in this new building.
Yes.
But on the other hand, I think you're going to see a lot more customers, so to speak.
It'll be interesting to see how it all works out, and we're hoping that would happen, but you never know how it's going to go. But, yes, we're hoping that with the new space and the new environment that we'll be able to increase the services for the community in the area.
Yeah, it's well, as you said, it's you know, a kid can get a head injury that isn't even spotted, and you know, for 20 years maybe or longer.
Yep.
Or until they're elderly, even. I've known of people that you must have had a concussion when you were.
Yes.
Young, before you were fully grown, and nobody knows what they know. I played football, or I wrestled.
Yeah,
or
I wrestled and those kinds of things. And we're hearing more and more of those stories, as well as you're getting more and more publications on it as well. There's been a lot in Sports Illustrated and Time Magazine and some of those things that have been really big. And even there's been a lot of testing post-mortem of some athletes in their mid-40s who have aggressive suicide types of things that they're leading back to concussion-related injury and brain changes that have been taking place that weren't changes that aren't available to be seen until the person has passed away, unfortunately. But they're definitely attributing it to the head injuries.
Yeah. I read long ago, I read a biography of Lou Gehrig, the Iron Man, who died of Lou Gehrig's disease.
Yes.
I forget the official name. But they did an autopsy after he died, because he died of this rare disease.
Yeah.
And it was incredible what they found. He had, like, his fingers broken 18 times.
Wow.
He had fractures. He had concussions. He had a whole list of injuries. Now, he quit playing in, like, 1939 or something like that. But they didn't have trainers.
No, they did not.
They had a doctor, maybe, that they would call.
If something went wrong.
If somebody didn't come to, you know, or whatever.
Yes.
But and what's most amazing is that he played all those games.
It's amazing how long he played and how well he played.
Yeah, yeah. But that was then, this is now.
Yep.
And this is just, I can't wait.
Yes, it's exciting stuff, and we're really excited for all the kids in the area that we have all these advancements to help share them with them and get them back to athletics as quick as possible and as safe as possible.
That's terrific. Let me know when you're opening the new.
We will, we will. I'm sure we'll try to come back on and let you know all that's going to be going on there.
Well, this sounds just great. It does. All right, Julia, thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
And good luck on What month is this?
National Athletic Training Month.
All right. You're listening to Morning Magazine. Stay tuned. We're going to break for the news and a few messages. We'll be back.